All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, April 7th to be precise, is going to be a big event for people that are into video games. It is the Midwest Campus Clash and Gaming Expo over at Columbia College. And here to talk about it is the Assistant Athletic Director at Columbia College and their Director of Esports, Brian Curtis. And Brian, welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Darren.
I am really interested in this because this is obviously something that was not around when I was in school at good old University of Central Oklahoma, Hail alma mater. People playing video games, and it's part of the athletic department.
It is. It's something that is growing rapidly. And so we were the fifth college in the country to offer scholarships to video game players. And so they are a part of our varsity sport offerings at Columbia College. About this time last year, there were 10 to 15 schools that were offering scholarships. Now there's about 75, and we've projected there'll be around 120 by this time next year.
That is just wild. And this is not just something for participants. People come out and watch these, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a spectator sport, which is something that was new to me. We had talked a lot about how many people play video games, but I don't think we fully understood how many people actually come out and watch other people play video games. So that's it's a huge, huge marketing draw and something that this generation is excited to do, other people play video games.
I bet. The Midwest Campus Clash and Gaming Expo on April 7th, and it'll be there at the Southwell Complex at Columbia College. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen at that.
We're really excited for year two of this event. We've got a great $25,000 League of Legends tournament that'll be collegiate teams, and we've got some big names that are involved. So we've got a couple other scholarship schools on top of Columbia College, so Robert Morris University and Maryville. And then we've got a few names that'll be familiar to a lot of people in the area. Mizzou and Kansas open up our matchups on Saturday at 10:15. And then Miami of Ohio and Kansas State will also be there as well. So we're excited to bring those teams into town.
And this, I am really interested in this fact that people are getting college scholarships to play video games. And I imagine there's probably, because so many kids now are growing up with the games, there's probably a lot of competition here, right?
Yeah, there is, especially like we talked about with us being the fifth, there wasn't a lot of competition at the very beginning. And now looking at 75 to 80 schools that are offering scholarships, there are a lot of students that are looking for scholarship opportunities, and there's lots of schools that are offering those.
I used to be a sports reporter at this station, and so I have an understanding of the recruiting process. And people look at schools with winning tradition, but you've also got, you know, locker rooms and facilities and all of the stuff that goes with that. When we're talking about a 16, 17-year-old that's really great at e-gaming, what is it that Columbia College has to offer for the guy you're trying to convince or the woman that you're trying to convince to come to school here as compared to one of these other schools?
Yeah, so we have a dedicated building on campus that's called the Game Hut. And so that is dedicated to gaming. We've got 10 top-of-the-line gaming computers in there, PlayStation and Xbox. And so the college has invested into this esports program. And we've got one of the best coaching staffs in the country and names that are familiar to these high-level players. And so that's a huge draw. And then you just couple that with everything that Columbia College has to offer and the academic side of things. And being in an awesome town, awesome college town like Columbia, it's a pretty easy sell once we actually get them on campus and get them around the campus, on the campus tour.
Brian Curtis, our guest, he's the Assistant Athletic Director and Director of Esports at Columbia College. For the Campus Clash and Gaming Expo, what game are they going to be playing, and how's the competition actually work?
So they'll be playing League of Legends. We'll have a single elimination tournament with the seven teams that are involved, and so they'll be playing a best-of-three format all the way through, and so we'll crown our champion around 6 o'clock on Saturday night. In addition to League of Legends, we'll have a number of other things going on. We have a Rocket League tournament that's going to be open to the public, open to the first 16 teams that register online. And then we've got a variety of activities that will be happening throughout the day at our vendor stations and in our expo area. So we've got 15 arcades that'll be in there, Monster Energy energy drink is coming in, and they're bringing samples, and we've got a virtual reality company that's coming in and setting up all their equipment, and so and not to mention double decker Donkey Kong, and so we've got something for everybody. Donkey Kong's gonna be played on a I think by 13 by 15 foot screen, and so that's kind of a fun one for parents that are bringing their kids to the event. So we're really trying to have something for everyone to get involved in and be excited about.
Now we were talking about this just a few moments ago. You guys are playing pretty contemporary games, but you're also doing something for my generation.
Yeah.
These kids that grew up in the 70s and 80s, and we were talking about Donkey Kong just now. You were saying you might have Galaga next year. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you're in my ballpark with that stuff.
We had absurdly giant Pong last year, and so this is probably a little bit of the involvement of our president. So Dr. Dalrymple is very, very much a proponent of what we're doing with the Midwest Campus Clash and our esports program. And he's a gamer himself. And so anytime we talk to him, he says, let's get Pong in there. Let's get Donkey Kong. How can we incorporate some of these games that he wants to get involved in? So
Brian Curtis from Columbia College here. It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Hey, Brian, I've got to ask. I know that the athletic department has been expanding. The baseball program's been doing very well. And if we were talking about men's soccer or baseball or women's basketball or one of these other sports, one would not expect a school of Columbia College's size to be competing with SEC schools. But you're talking about some big name schools in this. How does Columbia College stack up with Miami of Ohio or Mizzou or one of these bigger schools in this sport?
Right now, we just finished our regular season of our big tournament. And so this includes 350 plus schools that we've been competing in, getting ready to head into playoffs, and we are the number one team in the country right now.
Wow.
So we have a very strong team. Our coaching staff, like we had mentioned earlier, is super good at what they do. They're extremely passionate about the game, and they're able to teach these guys exactly what to do, and they talk strategy, and so it's been really fun to watch them work, and it's been fun to see Columbia College compete against these big name schools like the University of Kansas and Ohio State University and Michigan and like you said, teams that we just normally wouldn't compete with on
sure.
some of our other athletic teams.
You guys are ranked higher than Mizzou in this.
We are.
I'm sure there's some pride taken in that.
It's fun to be the top dog.
Absolutely. Brian Curtis from Columbia College. You mentioned that you guys did this last year. Talk about the crowd that comes in, because this is not just for the participants, you said, but for spectators as well.
Yeah, so last year, being the first year of our event, we had no idea what to expect. We did our best to put on a really strong event, and we tried to have something for everybody, and it was a huge success. We had around 1,500 people that came in last year, and a lot of families that were showing up, and I think that has to do with our community just being excited and interested in innovative things like esports, and so we had a lot of people that were just curious about what Columbia College was doing with esports, and so families were coming out and enjoying a lot of the activities that we had to offer, and that's something that we're looking on building this year. So we've partnered with Columbia Public Schools, and we've got a match between a couple of the schools here in town. They'll be playing League of Legends right before our championship game, and even Dr. Dalrymple and Dr. Stiepelman are getting into the spirit, and I think we've got some trash talk videos that are being made, and they're actually gonna play a game called Injustice 2, and so they're gonna be up on stage and performing. I think that was right after the CPS match, and so we're excited to see those guys play.
That's great. Peter Stiepelman, by the way, is superintendent at Columbia Public Schools, if you don't know him, and I'm sure that's going to be one that's going to be very fun to watch. Again, April 7th, tell people how they can get signed up if they've got a team, or just come on out and find more information.
So you can go to our website, www.midwestcampusclash.com. There's information there about the League of Legends tournament, so they can see the times that everybody's playing. They can see the bracket. There's a link to the Rocket League registration, so if they're interested in putting together a team of three to participate in Rocket League, then they can sign up there. And then we've got information about the rest of the event on that website. And we've got t-shirts for the first 150 that'll show up, and we'll be happy to pass those out. Those will go quick.
So. Yeah, yeah. 40 years from now, people, this will be a huge deal, and people will talk about how mm-hmm. they were there at the early days. You'll be like the Branch Rickey of esports.
Yeah.
Something like that. Outstanding. Brian Curtis, again, it's MidwestCampusClash.com if you want to find out more information. It's happening April 7th at Columbia College. Brian, thank you a lot for your time.
Darren, thank you. We appreciate it.